Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the markets are reeling once again from worries that President Trump's tariffs could cause a global recession.
Yeah, stock market is down more than 2% across the board, and markets from Asia to Europe suffering steep losses overnight. But the president insists the tariffs are a good thing.
President Trump is preparing Americans for potentially more market pain ahead as even steeper tariffs are set to take effect later this week.
I don't want anything to go down, but sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something.
Speaking on Air Force One Sunday, he defended his trade policy and downplayed last week's Wall Street drop, the worst in 5 years.
What's going to happen with the market, I can't tell you, but I can tell you our country has gotten a lot stronger.
Trump wrote on social media that Vietnam would cut their tariffs down to zero if they can come to an agreement with the U.S.
That's Caitlin Huey Burns. Also, it's unclear how those tariffs will be impacting businesses locally.
A new era of economic uncertainty with no clear end in sight. Locally in Bishop Arts, Marcel Markets owner Emily Monvoisin owns a business that sells a variety of things, almost all of them imported from France. She tells NBC5 that this uncertainty is simply a case of what doesn't put you out of business hopefully makes you stronger.
I think it's what happened to you when you are a business owner. You always have to adjust and find new ideas, and that's what usually in the future makes you stronger.
Monvoisin says she's still got a lot of questions, and the way the market appears to be going today, many others will have questions as well. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A second school-age child in West Texas, this time an 8-year-old girl, has died from a measles-related illness.
The death was confirmed Sunday by a spokesman for UMC Health System in Lubbock. This outbreak has infected nearly 500 people in Texas since January and is believed to have now spread to New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Mexico. Unconnected to this outbreak, Tarrant County health officials say someone infected with measles was out at two Grapevine venues last weekend. The exposure notice says that person was in areas of Great Wolf Lodge and Grapevine Mills Mall. An infectious disease specialist at UT Southwestern Medical Center says measles is so contagious because its viral particles can hang in the air for up to 2 hours. From the 24-hour news center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, Secretary of Health and Human Services RFK Jr. was in Texas to attend the child's funeral.
Kennedy says he's offered federal support to Governor Abbott to help with the outbreak and says the best way to prevent the spread of the measles is the MMR vaccine.
People that get the vaccine, number one, have way less chances to get the disease because 97% of those people that have gotten two doses will be protected against the measles.
Dr. Carla Garcia Correno is Children's Medical Center Plano Director for Infectious Prevention and Control. She says if someone vaccinated does get the measles, it'll be a milder course. But if someone infected is not vaccinated, the chances increase for more severe complications.
NBC5's Sophia Bosole also reports that in Northeast Texas, Lamar County, they've reported nearly a dozen cases of measles. Tarrant County reports a person with measles visited two locations in Grapevine, Great Wolf Lodge and Grapevine Mills Mall in late March.
Well, it may be spring according to the calendar, but it feels more like winter this morning. KRLD's Kurt Lewis is out and about checking it out. Kurt.
Dan's been mentioning it's unseasonably cold here in Arlington. In the parking lot of Parks Mall, Dallas-Fort Worth is under a frost advisory, and to the west and northwest, it's a freeze warning. And there is just nothing to block that wind this morning, so the wind chill is only in the 30s. I'm about as bundled up as I can be with two t-shirts. One of them is wool, a flannel shirt on top, and on top of that, a nicely warm winter jacket. And you'll need to dress at least that warm when you head out the door. And don't forget the kids, especially if they have to walk to school, or even more so if they need to wait for the bus. Dress them in layers. They can peel off. As Dan has been saying, it'll be warming up into the 60s later today. In Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I love how people have an overinflated sense of their own abilities. A recent survey finds that 1 in 50 men believe they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter sprint. Outrun a horse?
What?
I don't think I could outrun an old horse with three legs.
Yeah, what kind of horse are they thinking?
The fastest horse clocks speeds at over 40 miles an hour, which far exceeds Usain Bolt's top speed of 27.78 miles per hour. The study also finds that 11% of men think they can outsprint a house cat over short distances, and 27% believe they can outrun a crocodile. I'll tell you right now, you can't outrun either.
Wow. Come on, dudes.
If you were put in a cage with a silverback gorilla, an adult male, do you think you could overpower it?
No!
Right? Right. But there are people who actually believe, humans that believe they could overpower a silverback gorilla.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
They need to watch more Animal Planet.
As my dear, dear friend Harry Callahan used to say, a man's got to know his limitations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
San Antonio businesses, large and small, savoring the chance to play a part in hosting tonight's NCAA Men's Championship game. Murray McChesney is owner of a small market and deli and couldn't believe her eyes last week when an email came in from the nutritionist of the Duke basketball team. She thought it was an April Fool's Day joke at first, but being curious, gave him a call.
I was like, you know, we're a very small mom and pop business. And he said that that's what they like to do. When they go and play other places, they like to do the research and find mom and pop places.
So did it work out?
Putting 45 sandwiches together and delivering it to a highly guarded Alamo Dome was quite the feat, but we did it.
Yeah, they got it worked out. Now, Duke did lose to Houston in the semis, so the sandwich is not a good luck charm. Oh. Yeah, Florida and Houston face off for the title tonight on CBS.
Still have fun for them. Good for them. Mm-hmm. I've either been looking forward to or dreading talking to David Johnson all morning this morning. And so, for what it's worth, here's David Johnson. Good morning, sir.
I was kind of hoping for a three-day weekend myself.
Yeah.
We could use it. It looks like we're resuming the sell-off. Overnight, and I was watching these futures overnight, we saw the Dow down 1,500 to maybe 1,700 points at the worst. But along about the 5 a.m. hour, it started slowly improving. And I looked over, and the Dow futures were down about 400, which is terrible, but it's a lot better than 1,500 or 1,700 points. Then at 5:50, the president tweeted, or whatever you do on True Social, and said, look, oil prices are down, food prices are down, there's no inflation, we're doing a great job, the Fed ought to cut rates. Which is another way of saying we're not doing anything about tariffs. And there had been a lot of optimism that something happened over the weekend that, you know, you'd start seeing more countries. We saw Vietnam come and say, look, we'll eliminate all tariffs if you'll eliminate the ones on us. And there was a sense that maybe that we'd make some progress. And so far, we just haven't seen it. So we're beginning to see this sort of slow retreat back. The industrials average right now would be down 950 points. The NASDAQ down 525. The S&P average down 140 points. Overnight, the Asian markets got a chance to react to our market and what we did last week. In fact, the circuit breakers cut in, which means they had to stop trading. There was so much selling, and they had to stop trading for a while in Japan and South Korea and Taiwan. When the dust settled, the Japanese market was down 7.8%. Hong Kong down 13.2%. Shanghai's down 7.3% on the close. Looking at our European trading partners, the CAC 40 in France down 5%. Germany's down 4.8%. Now the UK's down 4.9%. Meanwhile, the president's right. West Texas Intermediate is just getting crushed. In fact, it was below $60 a barrel just a few minutes ago. Right this second, it's down $1.60 at $60.39. Gold is moving higher. It's up $10, $3,045.40. Interest rates have sort of leveled off. Some of the shorter, the two-year, the 5 years are down a little bit, but actually the 10-year rates are back up a little bit at 3.99%. And if you were thinking of hiding out in Bitcoin, well, Bitcoin was briefly back to the levels before the election. 76,000 right now, so it's down another 9% today. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Despite hauling in more than $8 billion in sales last year, the future of Lotto Texas and the entire state lottery commission very much in question as Governor Abbott has called for the Texas Rangers to investigate questionable Lotto winners in 2023 and 2025. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a separate investigation looking all the way back to 2016, and Patrick believes the Lotto winner from 2 years ago was using Lotto Texas to launder money.
Someone in Europe stole $95 million in April of 2023 when they bought 26 million $1 tickets in the lottery, 94% of all tickets. It was the biggest theft in the history of Texas.
And Patrick says state lawmakers have 9 weeks to decide whether Lotto Texas and the Texas Lottery Commission stay or go.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.